Let's begin this week's parsha. Before we go into the parsha, I want to read a Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. It's in the Dharam Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks a question that a lot of people ask. The Gemara says, "Mipnei ma ein mitzuyin tamid chamilotzeis tamid chachami b'neim." How come we find you have good big scholars tamid chachamim, and the children don't seem to follow in their father's footsteps? What's the reason for that phenomena? Now, some of the reason is going to be because it's kind of the father's fault. But some of the reasons the Gemara is going to offer has nothing to do with the father. A parent doesn't have to blame himself just because his kids don't turn out like him. Sometimes there's a much bigger reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So the Gemara gives like four reasons. First reason. Amar Rav Yosef Shel Yoyu Tor Yerushai. If it was always that Talmid Chacham's children were also Talmid Chachamim, then it would be kind of unfair. People say, you know, why should I try? My father's not a Talmid Chacham. He has it. It's in his family. What does that have to do with my family? So people kind of give up. People shouldn't say it's Yerusha. Rav Sheshes Brei Davidi Amar, Kedei Shelo Yizgadu Al HaTzibur. If there was a specific family that their children and their children and their grandchildren are all Talmid Chachamim, eventually it would lead to arrogance and they would take advantage of lesser people. They would feel like, we're blue blood, we're better than you. Okay, the Gemara gives all kinds of reasons. I'm skipping down to the final reason. Ravina Omar She'ein Vorchin B'Torah T'chila. They don't make Birchas HaTorah. That's very, very strange what it means they don't make Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara in Bracha says, how do you know you have to make Birchas HaTorah? It's a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Hashem's name. Marsha says that based on Ramban, that the entire Torah from the beginning to end is one long name of a series of names of Hashem. Kishem Hashem Akro Hagu God Elokeinu. So they have to, of course, you have to make Birchas Torah. So what does it mean they didn't make Birchas Torah? The Gemara continues. The Yomer Rav Yudam Rav, my Dixiv, after the Churban HaBayis Rishon, people wondering, what did we do wrong? What did we deserve to have this destruction? So the pasuk says, "Ma'idif said, Miho isha chacham v'yoven ezois." Who can understand Alma of the Aretz? Why did Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? Chazal say, "Dovah zeh nishla chachamim l'neviim ulamalachi ashares." I think the Bach has a girsa v'loy pirshu. No one can understand what was this based on. Acha pirish Hakadosh Baruch Hu be'asmi d'tziv ayoyim Hashem al azom toyrasi. So the end of the pasuk says, "Lo yishamu b'koyli." So the Gemara says, "What does it mean, lo yishamu b'koyli?" Hainu lehol chuba, that seems to be a repetition. Am Rav Yehuda Merav, Loimar she'ein mevarchin b'Torah t'chila. So that was also the reason for the Churban. You hear that? Churban Abayis, they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So again, what, they just didn't, they blatantly just violated not to make Birchas HaTorah? So I want to read you the Ran, and we're going to try to understand this a little bit better. Matzasi b'Megillah Storm Shraben Yoina. The Ran says, I found in a Megillah Storm. These were the notes of Rabin Yoina. The Krohochi Dayek. Of the earth. It can't just be that they just weren't learning Torah. Because if that was Davera, then everyone would have known. It says no one could figure out. They were scratching their head. What did we do wrong? It can't be something blatant. It had to be something subtle. So what was it? If you read the Pasuk Kipshuto, they just didn't learn Torah. So when they asked the wise people and the prophets, why didn't they say, because you're not learning Torah? It must be they were learning Torah, just they had the wrong attitude. They weren't learning Torah with Shema. And it says over here, let me read it to you. They did learn Torah. That's why they were stumped. Ama of the earth. Hashem had to explain it because he knows what's in people's hearts. The reason why they were mevarch tchila, shloi hay mevarchim Torah tchila, kloimar shloi hayisach Torah chashuva beinayim. That's what it says. The reason why people don't have children at Tamir Chamim because Torah is not chashuv to them. That's why they didn't make Birchas HaTorah Tchila. I want to tell you today something from the Beis Halevi, which gives a whole new perspective on what this means. Okay, let's go into the parsha. Eilam Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneim. So right after Matan Torah, we talk about all the Mishpatim. If you take a look at this Ramban that has like an introduction to this week's parsha, that this what's the what are the mitzvahs of this week's parsha? These are basically fleshing out Aseret HaDibros. Eved Ivri. What does Eved Ivri have to do with? We just got the Torah. Hashem teaches us about Eved Ivri. What does Eved Ivri have to do with? Because why? Because that's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like we worked in Mitzrayim and Hashem freed us, also work for 6 years, in the seventh year you'll go free. It's also a Zecher that Hashem made the world in 7 days. So if you look at the Ramban, he shows us a big bulk of this week's Parsha has to do with the Aseret HaDibros. All the way at the end of this week's Parsha, and I believe it's the beginning of Perek Chaf Daled, the Torah goes back to the story of Matan Torah. Val Moshe Amar, Alei El Hashem, Ata V'Arim, Nodav Aviv, V'Shem Izik Nisol, V'Shtach Avichsem, Meirachik. Okay, so now this is a big machlokus, Rashi and Ramban. When were these psukim said? Rashi learns that these psukim are out of order, and these psukim refer back to Har Sinai. So like a muktim umucha batorah. Ramban says, no, these psukim are in order, and Ramban shows it's actually a machlokus. Okay, and then what happens? So according to Rashi, these psukim are fleshing out the psukim in Parshas Yisro. Here, for the first time, we see Vayikach Sefer Abris, they made a covenant with Hashem. Vayikra Bozni Av, Vayoymu Kol HaShadibar Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. Okay, now it's a misunderstanding. People think Nase V'Nishma is in Parshas Yisro. It's not in Parshas Yisro. If you have a time on Shabbos, if you have a Shem Yishmuel, take a look over there. Why in Parshas Yisro there is no Nase V'Nishma? Only here it says Nase V'Nishma. That needs to be understood better. Okay, so now, Nase V'Nishma was one of the great moments in our history. What was so great about Nase V'Nishma? First, a simple explanation. What does Nase V'Nishma mean? We will do and we will hear, which means we will accept the Torah even before we understand the Torah. That's the simple explanation. The Zohar says, Nase means they accepted to do mitzvos. V'Nishma means they accepted to study the Torah. That's what the Zohar says. Okay, but we need to understand. It says they put the Nase before the Nishma. Because they put the Nase before the Nishma, each Malach gave each Jew 2 crowns. What is this idea of Nase V'Nishma according to the Zohar? So the Beis Levi says, in this year we spoke about it, but I want to add a few points to it. Very beautiful idea. Men have to learn Torah. V'shinantam levanacha, we have a mitzvah to learn Torah. What is the mitzvah to learn Torah? So the Beis Levi says there's 2 aspects in Limud HaTorah. Okay, first, the most basic aspect. We need to learn Torah in order to know how to do anything. You have to study, right? Before Sukkot, you should study the laws of Sukkot to know how to sit in a sukkah, to know how to shake your lulav. Before Pesach, you need to study the laws to live as a Jew. That's a preparatory mitzvah. That's called a heksher mitzvah. In fact, women who are not obligated in Limud HaTorah have that mitzvah. The Beis Yosef says, women make a birchas HaTorah. Why do women make birchas HaTorah? They don't have the mitzvah of Torah. The answer is women have to go to school and learn how to keep a kosher kitchen. They go to high school and they learn about Hilchos Shabbos. Women have their own mitzvahs, hadlakas ner, nida, and challah. So women have the preparatory mitzvah as well. That's one. The Beis Halevi is mechadish that there's a second element to Torah. That's learning Torah for Torah's sake, just for itself, even if it doesn't lead you to any mitzvah. In fact, if the Gemara says a story in Menachos Daf Tzadites, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel had a nephew. The nephew said to his uncle, Rebbe, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Can I study Greek philosophy? So Rabbi Shmuel said, well, if you find a time during the day, which was not day, which was not night, then you could study it. Because it says, V'gisa b'yoma v'layla. So what was the discussion? The nephew thought that the point of Torah is just so I should be able to follow all the halachas. But I know all the halachas, so then there's no point of me studying anymore. Let me study philosophy. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, even if you know everything already. So the Beis Levi says, this is the idea of Nase v'Nishma. If it would have said Nishma v'Nase, that would have implied study Torah, Nishma, in order to do the Nase. But now it's the other way around. Nase, we can do mitzvahs. Well, obviously you have to study in order to how to do it. So Nase means I'm going to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs as a preparatory. Nishma means I'm going to study Torah for the sake of Torah itself. That's Nase v'Nishma. That's 2 things. So the Beis Halevi says, based according to this, we can understand why didn't they make a Birchas HaTorah. This is an unbelievable idea. You know why they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah? Listen very carefully to the Rambam. It's quoting Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis. The Rambam's in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches. Here's the Rambam. Kol mitzvah she'asi yosehi gemar chiyuva. There are two types of mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah that when you perform the mitzvah, you discharge the mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. Mevarich b'shas asiyasa. V'chol mitzvah sheish acher asiyasa tzivui. If when I do the mitzvah, it's not completed yet, then you don't make a bracha now, you make a bracha when you complete it. So the Rambam says, for example, when you build the sukkah, let's say it's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, when do you make the bracha? Not when you build the sukkah, because you didn't finish the mitzvah. When do you make a bracha on a sukkah? When you sit in a sukkah. Ha'osit sukkah, oy lulav, oy shofar, oy tzitzis, oy tefillin, oy mezuzah, ein mevarch b'shas asiyah, ashek yishon b'mitzvah, he says, lastly, sukkah, lulav, oy lichli tefillin, mishyesh, mipnesh, yesh acher, asiyah, si tzivi acher. But when do you make the bracha? When you sit in the sukkah, when you shake your lulav, when you hear the shofar. But let's say you're building a guardrail for your house. I'm finished the mitzvah as soon as I build the guardrail. You make the bracha as soon as you build the guardrail. So according to the Rambam, it's based on the Gemara, when do you make a mitzvah? When you do the mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. Okay? But if it's just a preparatory, then you don't make a mitzvah by the preparatory. You make the mitzvah when you do it. The reason why they didn't make a bracha bichza Torah, the Beis Halevi says, is because they view Torah only as a preparatory mitzvah. I'm going to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Why should I make a bracha bichza Torah? When I keep Shabbos, I'll do it. When I learn Masechta Sukkah, I'm not going to make the bichza Torah when I'm learning Hilchos Sukkah, when I sin the Sukkah. What the mistake was, that's not a chashuv way to learn Torah. The chashuv way to learn Torah is the Torah in itself is something. Torah in itself has inherent value. It's a way to get close to Hashem just by studying the Torah, even if it doesn't lead you to any mitzvah. That's why they didn't make a bracha. The Beis Halevi adds one more point, and that's why these people don't have children that are Talmidei Chachamim. Because if you realize Torah in itself is chashuv, then we will give you that Torah. But if you're just looking Torah as a stepping stone to get to mitzvahs, so there's no inherent value to be a Talmid Chacham. You could be, I just need to know the information. The value is the doing of the mitzvah. But the Torah itself doesn't have value, it's just a preparatory mitzvah. So if that's the way you view Torah, then your children won't either be Talmid Chacham.
These are which people?
The Gemara that says that the reason why they don't have children.
Who's there?
The Gemara in the Darm says that the reason why Talmidei Chachamim don't have children are Talmidei Chachamim.
But they are Talmidei Chachamim.
They're Talmidei Chachamim. They study Torah, but their children not.
Who said they studied not?
They study, but what the Gemara is saying is that their attitude to Torah, they studied, they became very wise, but their attitude to Torah is wrong. Their attitude of Torah is just a Hashem mitzvah. If that's your attitude, then you don't need your children.
Who says
to be,
that was their attitude?
What?
Why is
Dafka
Talmid Chacham
their
attitude
that way? What? The Gemara says this Nakuda. The Gemara says there are Talmid Chacham whose children don't become Talmid Chacham. The Gemara says these are Talmid Chacham that are not Mevarach Birchsa Torah. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says they didn't make Birchsa Torah. And which means they're not looking at Torah as in a means of itself. They're looking at the Torah only as a hechsher mitzvah. That's what it means. Yeah. So if that's the case, so that's your einish. If you don't look Torah as chashuv in itself, then you don't care if your children aren't become Talmid Chacham. It's only a stepping stone to be something else. That's the idea. But that, first of all, a few points to take out of this. First of all, the attitude of how we should approach Torah, that's going to be passed down to our children. And second of all, just our gishah to Torah, that even when Torah doesn't have an afkamina halacha, a person is learning about Beis Shammai, a person is learning something in Kachim, a person shouldn't think to himself, oh, this is not relevant, there's no chashivas in Torah. Every word of Torah that we learn has an immense value. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, keneged kol mitzvahs, even if it doesn't lead us to anything in Torah, that itself is a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I have a quick question. Sure. That